Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm very excited about our next guest I'm a fan of pharmacists. You're a fan of drugs. We're both a fan of butts, and that's why we welcome to the show Pharmacist like of the Year, Brad Butt. Hello, Bradley. Have you ever had an intro like that before?
No, I like that. That's great. I think we can all relate to being a bit of a fan of the drugs and a fan of pharmacists. So I think that's spot on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brad, I was going to ask, you are Pharmacist of the Year. Does this mean you're technically the Drug Dealer of the Year?
Yeah, well, perhaps it does. I mean, the statistics might suggest that if we dig down deep enough. Yeah, I mean, what an honour. Very excited. And coming out of Canberra, the home of... Well, a few interesting bits and pieces. Maybe it's a stitch-up, do you reckon?
What makes you so good at your job, Brad?
Carrie, I don't know. I think it's just a genuine care for the patients. And pharmacists, as you probably know, their job really is to look after the patients and make sure everything's in order. And, you know, that's what drives me to get out of bed in the morning is helping these patients as they come into my pharmacy and bettering the health of our local community.
Hey, before we talk about your amazing work in the men's health area, can you talk to me about, I've been reading about all of the drugs that are in short supply in our country at the moment. By drugs, I mean like medicines.
Mm. Yeah,
What's this drug that everyone's taking that's the Kardashians have got everyone taking that means people that genuinely need their medicine can't get it?
Yeah, Ozempic. It's a real issue. Because there's been such a lot of interest in the social media space around using this drug, Ozempic, for weight loss, it's gone into really short supply, and there's not much light at the end of that tunnel, unfortunately. I know in Canberra we're actually getting it compounded for patients so that they can use it for both their diabetes and for weight loss. It's very popular for weight loss, and we've got a lot of bariatric surgeons that are using it, you know, fairly freely with fairly good results.
But it sounds like then I was expecting you to condemn using it for weight loss instantly, but it sounds like it is helpful.
Yeah, look, it probably is. I mean, weight's a big issue in our community. There's a lot of folk that are overweight. There's a lot of people that have tried really hard to lose weight by standard diet and exercise, and they're just not getting the results they want. But the thing is, with this Ozempic and drugs like it, they do work fairly effectively. There's a new one coming up from the States called Wegovy, which will probably take some of the pressure off, but it's yet to be seen in Australia yet. It's the new TGA-approved Ozempic at a higher dose. So I'd be much more tailored for weight loss as opposed to diabetes, if that makes sense.
Brad, one of the reasons we love the work that you're doing is you do all this stuff for men's health down under. You are the founder of it, which is trying to raise awareness of men's health issues, in particular prostate cancer. And they're saying that the number of Australian men being diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer is going to more than double over a 10-year period to 2028. Mm. A lot of people know about prostate cancer, but what's some of the stuff that men don't know about it? Like, I can see here one of the questions that people ask often is about the impact it has on, like, your relationship or your partner or your sex life. What kind of impact does it have?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the thing you've got to remember is that most blokes and their partners haven't thought about the prostate since they were in high school. That was, if you cast your mind back, the last time you thought about your prostate, Tommy or Carrie, you thought about the prostate was probably back in high school. So when you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, the first thing you do is say, well, what's the prostate and what does it do? And then you start looking at it and you think, sadly, there's a number of blokes that will actually put off intervention because they're so frightened of the outcome or the side effect of doing surgery or having treatment on the prostate.
Brad, I'm 38. Should I get my prostate checked?
Not yet, Tom. You're a similar age to me. And unless you've got a father that had prostate cancer or a close relative, or if your mum had breast cancer, there's no real need to start getting your prostate. Yeah, there you go. So there is a belief that there could be a link between breast and prostate. So guys, if your mum had breast cancer, or if your dad or a close relative, like your uncles, had prostate cancer, get your blood tests done from 40. And Tommy, it's not the old digital rectal exam where the finger goes up the anus. It's actually just a blood test.
can I request it?
Mate, you can absolutely request the digital rectal exam. You might get a...
We were trying to get Tommy to do a live one to try and show men not to be scared of getting it done, and he didn't want to because I think he was scared of what the results could be. Now you've told him he doesn't have to for 2 years, but that's not even how you do it anymore. Because the other thing, Brad, was your name's Brad Butt, And I know. Were thinking, how funny that your name's your job, doing prostate maybe, examinations, but that's not maybe, how you not. Do it anymore.
and Carrie, as a happily married man with four kids, to preface the conversation, I'd be more than happy, Tommy, if you want to come up for the Wit Sundays, that's where I'm at the moment, I'll give you a prostate examination. We'll see what's going on.
I mean, what's the happily married man with four kids got to do with it?
Oh, you never know, Carrie. Well, these days people make assumptions about you pretty quickly when your name's Brad Butt.
I would do anything with a view of the Wit Sundays. That's great. If you want to know more, make sure you head to menshealthdownunder.com.au. Brad, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Carrie.
Fascinating stuff, Pickers. But it has, I really wanted to do our phone topic.
I know, but his name, Brad Butt, doesn't go with his job.
I'm going to do the phone topic anyway. Is your name your job?
What's another example?
You could be a vet that works at the vets.
What?
Like a vet.
Oh, Yvette. The name
a
Yvette.
A woman's name. Yes.
Yes, sorry.
Because the topic is your name.
I thought it was the last
your
name.
Job.
Like if you were Sarah Bloom good, and you worked at the
example.
Florist.
Yes, but I've given
great.
A good example.
Okay, I'm just trying to help people out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know if your name's your job, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I reckon yeah. you've been told. Give us a call, 131060. Is your name your job?